Methodology Center Perspective podcast is brought to you by the Methodology Center at Penn State, your source for cutting-edge research methodology in the social, behavioral, and health sciences.
Hello, and welcome to Methodology Minutes. My name is Aaron Wagner. Today we'll be talking to three current and former trainees of the Prevention and Methodology Training Program, or PAMT, a collaboration with the Bennett Pierce Prevention Research Center. With me right now is current postdoctoral trainee Melissa Boone. Melissa got her PhD in Sociomedical Sciences and Psychology at Columbia University in 2014. Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Since you're the first person we're talking to, can you explain what PAMT is?
Sure. So the PAMT program is a NIDA-funded postdoc, and it is an opportunity for people to come and get training in both prevention and research methods. So the postdocs get a prevention mentor in the PRC, and they also get a methodology mentor at the Methodology Center, and we're trained in how to do cutting-edge prevention research using the best methodological techniques out there.
Great, thanks. Could you tell us a little bit about your research?
Sure. So my research is on the intersection between substance use, mental health, and HIV prevention and treatment in African Americans. So I'm really interested in how substance use and mental health causes people to participate in risky sexual behaviors and other HIV risk behaviors, but also interested in helping HIV positive people live healthy lives. So preventing them from using drugs and also helping them adhere to their medication, go to the doctor. So my research uses intensive longitudinal methods, and also I look at profiles of risk, which is one of the reasons that I'm at the PAMT program, because that requires innovative methodological techniques.
And that leads right into my next question, which is, why is the PAMT program a good fit for you?
So there are several reasons that PAMT is a really good fit. One, that I love research methods and statistical methodology, and my research requires innovative methods, as I said. So it was really good for me to come here and work with these top-notch methodologists who are able to teach me these methods. But also, it's an interdisciplinary program, and I come from an interdisciplinary background, and I'm really interested in combining the prevention methods that the Prevention Research Center is so well known for, but also the really innovative methods here at the Methodology Center. So it's great that I get a mentor in both fields to help me rise to the top in both of those areas. I also really love the flexibility and the independence that the PAMT program gives me. Given that it's a training grant, the focus is all on preparing you for a research career. And so you have a lot of flexibility in the kinds of projects that you want to choose and what projects that you want to work on while you're here. And basically, your mentors are there to help you achieve within those projects. So I really enjoy that part of the PAMT program as well.
Right. You're not just a kind of an errand boy or the hired hand for your mentor's research project.
Right, exactly. There are plenty of projects here that you can choose from, or you can bring in your own independent projects and people will help you with that as well.
You mentioned that postdocs have two mentors. We'd like to give listeners a feel for any unique opportunities that PAMT offers. One of the ones you alluded to was two mentors. Is there anything else that PAMT provides that sets it apart from other postdocs?
Oh, definitely. One of the things that we do is we have a weekly brown bag where we get to hear methodology speakers come in from all over the country and talk about high-level methodology techniques. And I feel like that's really unique here. We often hear research seminars, but this is one of the few that you hear about the actual methodologies used during the seminars. Another thing that's really important is the grant writing bootcamp that I'm currently in. The goal is to help postdocs write their first grant, which usually is their first grant. And we go through all the techniques from beginning to end in writing a grant to the National Institutes of Health. So that's a really useful tool to have when you're about to go into academia. Another thing that's really interesting is hackathons. So we have these all-day events where we get a data set that people are interested in. Maybe we want to write a paper or do a grant with them, and we just analyze the data all day. So we'll maybe have an idea for a project in mind, or maybe the hackathon is a place at which you can generate an idea for a project. But it's a data analysis day where we can work on that. And so it's great to be in a place where there's tons of people who love to analyze data and do it for a full 8 hours. And there are also other professional development workshops that we have that change on a regular basis. So the one that we had in the fall was focused on finding an academic job, so preparing one's materials, the CV, the cover letter. And that was really helpful because we got to hear from people who had just gone through the process themselves, and also people who are on search committees. So we got to hear about what professors were actually looking for.
Terrific. Thanks. So the last question I want to ask you, what do you think the advantage of doing a postdoc right now was rather than seeking a job straight out of graduate school?
So a couple of things. I think I got the chance to really hone my research agenda into a cohesive whole so that I can tell a story about myself when I go on the market, so that people know that I have this niche area that I'm really interested in, which is important when looking for academic jobs. This also gave me the opportunity to develop independence. I get to pick, like I said, my own projects and decide what areas I want to develop in, and that's really important for managing one's own career before one goes into an academic job. I also just like the fact that I got additional training in methods. I had pretty good methods training for my graduate program, but this just pushes me forward onto like the cutting edge. So I'm able to use new techniques and sort of be in the forefront of putting those out. And I really enjoyed having that opportunity too. And the grant writing bootcamp, I just can't say enough about that. That's so important in today's hard funding market. And so I think it's really important to learn those skills. So I'm learning them from a variety of different angles, not only in the bootcamp, but also assisting my mentors in writing grants there. So that's really important. It's just a good transitional period before going into a full-time faculty position, I think.
Well, Melissa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now I'm sitting down with Michael Russell, who is currently a PAMPT postdoctoral trainee. Michael got his PhD in 2014 from the University of California, Irvine in psychology and social behavior. So tell us a little about your background and your research.
So like you said, I got my PhD at UC Irvine in psychology and social behavior. My research interests are largely in what's called developmental psychopathology. And specifically, I'm interested in the causes and consequences of substance use problems and related problem behaviors.
What populations are you typically looking at?
I've been doing work with general population samples lately of adolescents. I've done work with samples of high-risk adolescents, such as adolescents in the juvenile justice system. Yeah, wide variety.
And so, what brought you to PAMPT?
I've long had interests in both statistical methods and in substantive problems. And I was really excited by the possibility to pursue both of those in one integrated mechanism. So, I mean, that's why PAMPT has been a really good fit for me and my research interests.
You mentioned working in both prevention and methodology generally, and you have a mentor in both fields. Is that right?
I do. So I'm actually a little bit different. I actually have three mentors that I work with.
Okay.
Two of which are on the prevention side, and then one is on the methodology side.
So who are your mentors?
On the methodology side, I work with Stephanie Lanza. On the prevention side, I work with Jennifer Maggs and Joshua Smythe.
Has working with those mentors been a valuable process for you?
It has. So it's been nice to work with multiple mentors because I get to see not only how multiple different people approach research problems, but also how they sort of manage a research career, what they think is important, you know, in terms of work-life balance, etc. So it's nice to get a variety of perspectives on those things.
Do you have any specific examples?
Sure. So from Josh, I've learned a lot about EMA study design, how to incorporate biomarkers into EMA assessment studies. From Stephanie, I've learned a lot about how to approach different problems analytically and sort of the methodological toolkit that we can use to sort of figure out the best way to answer a substantive question. And from Jen, I've learned a lot about new study designs that are emerging in, you know, daily diary work and ecological momentary assessment, such as measurement burst studies, where we look at not only how things change across days, but how those same daily factors change across years.
In your opinion, who should be applying for a PAMPT postdoc?
In my opinion, I think if you have strong interests in some sort of prevention or public health problem or even a psychological behavioral science problem, and at the same time you have interests in learning and applying new methodologies to answer those substantive questions in novel ways, then I think PAMPT is perfect for you. I would stress that you have a dichotomy of interests, that you're interested both in the substantive side of things and in the methodological side as well.
How do you see what you're doing now in PAMPT helping you going forward?
I think it will help me immensely because I think that the skills that I'm learning here are in high demand outside of the Methodology Center. It seems like almost everybody I talk to is interested in the kind of work that we're doing, has questions about it, and then becomes excited about applying it to their own research. And so I think being able to not only do these analyses, but understand how they can be applied to important problems in the field is going to be highly valuable, and I think it will be very helpful when I hit the job market.
Great. Well, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sitting down with former PAMP postdoc and current Methodology Center Research Associate Sarah Vasilenko. Sarah received her PhD in Human Development and Family Studies from Penn State in 2011 and completed her PAMP postdoc in 2013. Sarah, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, could you start by telling us a little bit about your research?
Sure. Broadly, my main interest is in adolescent and young adult development, health, and well-being. I've looked at a number of different areas with currently some research on substance use, but a primary focus on sexual behavior and how sexual behavior is associated with different types of health outcomes, both from very risk-focused perspectives about HIV prevention, STI prevention, that sort of thing, and also looking at some more positive aspects of sexuality. Methodologically, I focus primarily on longitudinal data analysis of intensive longitudinal data, working on the time-varying effect model and applying that to these sorts of areas, and some interest in latent class analysis and also some interest in dyadic analyses, which I see as very, not as, you know, two separate types of substantive and methodological interest, but things that really go together and complement each other to really answer questions in those areas.
Absolutely. I can certainly see how dyadic analysis and sexual behavior would be relevant.
I mean, it's some of these things like, you know, you should look at dyadic predictors of sexual behavior are very obvious, but there's surprisingly little research in that area, which I think is in part due to, you know, the challenges in collecting that sort of data. But
sure.
It's still a very open area to understand, like, how do male and female partners' different characteristics predict the dyad's behaviors? That's something that is obvious but yet understudied and something I'm interested in.
Cool. Why was PAMPT a good fit for you?
PAMPT was a good fit for me because obviously I was a researcher with very strong substantive interests related to, you know, adolescent health and, you know, prevention of negative outcomes and promotion of adolescent well-being and that sort of thing. But I really wanted a postdoc where I learned more about new methods, collaborated with methodological researchers, and those sorts of things. So that was what I really wanted in a postdoc. But looking into finding that kind of postdoc, sometimes I got kind of felt discouraged because some pure statistician or methodologist might not always be really attuned to what substantive researchers are doing and might not want to work with such a student. So in that sense, PAMPT was the perfect fit because there's people doing great, innovative methodological research who are also, you know, really focused on what's going to help move prevention forward. What do researchers studying these areas really need? It's not just, you know, something they say on the website and in grants to get funded, but the two kind of camps of researchers in the Prevention Center and Methodology Center, they're really kind of on the same team. The methods are developed for prevention. And, you know, the prevention research are very attuned to these methods. And so to me, it was the perfect fit in terms of wanting to be somebody who's kind of in between the substantive and methodological areas and kind of translating those things, promoting uptake of the new methods. So yeah, in that sense, it was a very perfect fit for what I wanted to do.
Awesome. That really leads into my next question, which was, what is the advantage of being simultaneously trained in both methods and prevention?
Well, what I would say is that training in methods and really, you know, knowing the state-of-the-art methods in this area is becoming more and more essential to doing good substantive research, to doing good prevention research. Because if you're not using the appropriate methods, you can't get the answers you're looking for, and you can't make the impact you want. So I think it's very essential to gain this kind of training. It's great that this is an environment that values both, as I already said.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I think was advantageous of this program was there were training opportunities in a lot of other important areas. For example, there's a lot of people here at the Methodology Center and the Prevention Center who are very successful in getting grants. So through the training programs we had at the Methodology Center for postdocs, I wrote my first grant. I got a lot of help and feedback in that. Had a successful grant application. And, you know, I didn't have all those skills. And I really was helped by being in an environment like that where people are successful. And so I think both the methodology and prevention training and the grant writing training and all those things will really help me in my future career as an independent scientist.
Speaking of which, what do you think is next for you?
I don't know, because I just can't seem to leave the Methodology Center, even though this has not been a long-term plan to stay here. But what I eventually want to do is, you know, have a tenure track or a tenured position as a, you know, traditional faculty member in some sort of department related to my interest, whether it's HDFS or psychology or public health. So I'd like to do a job where I continue my research program, but also do some teaching and mentoring. So that's my long-term goal. And in the short-term goal, it's just to stay here and crank out papers and grants.
Just to be clear, Sarah can't leave because she's having such a good time, not because no one will take her.
No. I haven't even applied for many jobs or anything. I'll write a grant and, I got it. I might as well stay here. It's a very collaborative environment. It's great people to work with, a great place to do research. It is hard to leave just because it's a good place to be and a place where I can be successful in doing the kind of research I've wanted to.
Well, Sarah, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
You have been listening to the Methodology Center Perspective Podcast, brought to you by the Methodology Center at Penn State, your source for cutting-edge research methodology in the social, behavioral, and health sciences. This podcast is available on the Methodology Center's website at methodology.psu.edu.